seven board members, and it's about 7:30.
Okay. I guess, what do we need, roll call?
Yeah, you need to call the meeting to order and then ask Mandy to take roll.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. This is meeting number 2-14 of the Idaho Water Board. It's February 5th at 7:30. Mandy, call the roll.
Okay. Mr. Cuddy?
Here.
Mr. Alberti?
Here.
Mr. Stevenson?
Here.
Mr. Raybould?
Here.
Mr. Vandermeulen is absent. Mr. Graham?
Here.
And Mr. Barker?
Yes, I'm here.
And Chairman Chase?
Here.
Okay, we have seven present.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the next item on the agenda is for the board to go into executive session, and I believe Mr. Graham has a motion that he would like to make.
I move pursuant to Idaho Code 672345, I request the board resolve in an executive session for the purpose of considering the acquisition of an interest of real property not presently owned by a public agency. I request that a roll call vote be taken and the secretary record the vote in the minutes of the meeting.
Second.
I second.
Okay, call the roll, please, Mandy.
Okay. Mr. Graham?
Aye.
Mr. Raybould?
Aye.
Mr. Alberti?
Aye.
Mr. Cuddy?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
And Chairman Chase?
Aye.
You have seven ayes and one absent.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, we're at item number 3 on your agenda, water rights acquisition. In front of you, you have a resolution and a term sheet. The resolution that you have in front of you in the matter of the purchase of water rights 2-10300A, 2-10300B, and 225-240ths of 2-10472, a resolution authorizing execution of a term sheet and appraisal. Should you choose to execute this resolution, it authorizes the chairman to execute the term sheet that you have in front of you. Furthermore, it directs that an appraisal be done on these water rights prior to executing a final purchase and sale agreement for these water rights. The term sheet that it authorizes the chairman to sign is a non-binding term sheet intended to summarize the principal terms of a proposed purchase of water rights by the board to supply the Mountain Home Air Force Base. It summarizes the principal terms of that agreement would constitute approximately $2.5 million for the purchase of water rights that provide for the diversion of 12.5 CFS from the Snake River. Up to 2,500 acre feet. It describes the closing date and procedures, and describes the seller's certain rights to repurchase those rights in the event that the board is unsuccessful in reaching an agreement with the Air Force. Mr. Chairman, you have the resolution in front of you, and we would ask you to consider action on that resolution.
Any questions from anybody? How would you like to proceed, board?
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is Bert. I would move that we proceed with the resolution as it's been explained to us and as we have a copy of it.
This is Jeff.
Al Barker, second. Oh, go ahead. Good job.
Okay. Well, Jeff seconded that. Any further discussion? When we do the, I guess that resolution includes any due diligence we want to do. So if there's not any other discussion, call the roll, please.
Mr. Cuddy?
Aye.
Mr. Alberti?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Rabel?
Aye.
Mr. Graham?
Aye.
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
And Chairman Chase?
Aye.
We have 7 ayes. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, Al Barker, one quick question. Since we've now approved the resolution, we probably need to, or maybe I'll ask Brian, we need to put the term sheet in the record, and right now it's labeled as confidential attorney-client privilege not subject to Public Records Act. Seems to me that now that it's been approved by the resolution, it needs to be a public record.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that's correct. And Mr. Barker, I believe that's correct.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Barker, that is correct.
Any other discussion? One thing for me then, there's been people poking around trying to look at this and see what we're doing here. Do we need to have a standard statement for board members? How do we want to handle that? I understand Rocky Barker's been trying to find a story in this.
Mr. Chairman, he has. He's talked to me. He's talked to Clive, I believe. His questions are more along the lines of is there some sort of sweetheart deal going on between the state and the company over the purchase of these rights? And my intention is that doing this in the open and having the appraisal done and requiring the appraisal to be done out front and in the open should hopefully, provide public disclosure over that issue.
Okay, everybody comfortable with that?
Yes, Roger, this is Bert Young. I guess the people, if they contact me, my suggestion will be that they contact Brian or Clive.
It's a real good suggestion.
My experience has been with reporters that we don't always get what I intended to say, rather than what they read into what I said. And so if anybody asks me, that's my answer. You probably need to contact Brian Patton or Clive Strong.
Right.
Or Mr. Holman. I don't care who answers it. Somebody besides me.
How about a news release? If that is a problem or someone's heading that direction, maybe the department ought to make a news release and make these documents available to the public right now.
I'd suggest we follow the counsel of our legal advisors there.
Mr. Chairman, the problem with the news release at this stage is that the term sheet could change before the time for the news release would be at the time that we have a formal agreement in July, because there's potential misinforming people, or they can interpret that term sheet. There's a lot of flexibility there. It's intended to have that flexibility for the parties to work out a final agreement. So I my advice would be probably not to do a public statement at this time, as it could end up being misleading.
Mr. Chairman, this is Brian. If Rocky Barker or other reporters call, I'll be happy to sit down with them and walk through what we're doing, what we're not doing, and provide them the public documents that we have at this point, and also explain our path forward, what we're doing in terms of due diligence. So I think I can field those questions and do it in a way that accurately represents what we're trying to accomplish.
Let's kind of do that then. They just refer them to Brian and then go from there.
And Mr. Chairman, if I could just second that idea after having read the newspaper article about flood control in the Boise. There is so much misinformation out of Rocky on that he needs to be set straight.
So No comment on that. That your comments, Al.
That was just wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, no. You've conducted the business that you need to conduct today.
When we get out, once the meeting adjourns, I do need to talk to Bert and Jeff, but they'll just stay on the line for a minute. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Moved.
Sounds like you got a move and a second out of that.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
So these are now all public documents.